Morning, we're continuing Chayadim Klal Lamed Zayin, and we're looking at Simon Tess. So the Chayadim gives an example of a person who's traveling on a Svina. It's Lav Dafka, a person who's traveling on a Svina. I mean, just any situation where he would have water which is available, which is valid water for the purpose of Tefillah, on the one hand, and on the other hand, he doesn't have a Kli available. Boba Svina, a person who's traveling on a boat, and for some reason or other, he can't be tied with his hands in the water. A river, lake, in general, they're kosher for tefillah. And so if he can't wash his hands with a kli, he can use do tefillah, tevilas yadayim, in a valid mikvah. He couldn't reach. He's not able to reach down to the water, whatever reason it might be. And he doesn't have a kli sholim, so he doesn't have the solution of tefillah. He doesn't have a kli, so what should he do? So now we're going to use the issue before of the hole in the kli to the person's advantage. Yika kli shenikev kekanis mashka. So take a kli which has an opening, which is kekanis mashka. So we said before that takes away the shem kli. And that's clearly considered, so it's dripping on a constant basis, so there's a real flow of liquid. Now the Mishnah Berurah does bring the Beis Yosef says you need a larger share. Kedus Mashka is not large enough for this purpose. You need actually a little bit larger, because by Kedus Mashka, the water drips out drip after drip, and it's dripping. It's not a flow. It has to be large enough that we can call it, there's a constant flow. He dips this kli down into the water. He pulls it out from the water, and he sticks his hands into the kli. So he's been tied with his hands in the water, which is in the kli. Well, it's not mayim shuvim, because the kli is not a kli. Okay, but even so, there's a different problem. Even if you're going to say that it's not mayim shuvim, he's not being tied while his hands. In the mikvah has to be that the body of water which is in the ground. Here it's in the air. So the whole zamayim noitzvim derchanekim. So we're going to argue, since the water is dripping out, so there's a connection between the water and the kli, and the water in the yam. There's a full flow of liquid connecting the water in the yam and the water in the kli. There's no break in that flow. Well, therefore, we will consider it as if he's been tied with his hands in the yam. We can do the same thing. A person would do the same thing. He only has a kli which has a hole in the bottom of it, and he wants to take water out of the spring. Or the well, so you could do the same thing. Well, we got the Indian tefillah kaimalon de nitzik loy habichibur. For regards to the halachas where you need bona fide tefillah of the body, this process does not work. This is the process called nitzik, that there's a flow connecting the two things. It's not considered a valid connection between the two. Excuse me. But for the purposes of Netil Sudayim, we will rely on this. Now, this is a machlokes. Rav Poiskim say that it works. There is definitely an opinion that it does not work. Excuse me. We call Mokim im yesh lo kli sholim lo yasakein. Tisharim gagam Netil Sudayim lo yhavi chibur. There's an opinion which says that Nitzuk is a problem even for Netil Sudayim. And therefore, it would be inappropriate to do this if you have an option of using a bona fide kli. Mishnah Berurah even takes it a step weiter. If a person does this and starts eating his meal, which you're going to allow him to do, because Roy Rishonim said that you can do this, then meanwhile, during the middle of the meal, a kli arrives, so he should wash his hands again with the kli. Because according to some opinions, he was not Yotzei his Netila, but he would definitely not make a bracha, because according to Rav Poiskim, he was definitely Yotzei the Netila. Okay, Mr. John, we will leave the next segment for tomorrow. Meanwhile, have a good day.